I'm Noelle Levitt, and this is KTNI 101.5 The Truth Local News Minute. A drive-by shooting in Denver left 7 people wounded yesterday. The shooting happened late Wednesday near East 25th Avenue and Ogden Street. No names have been released. Denver police say a group of men were gathered outside an apartment complex when an SUV drove by and opened fire at about 9 p.m. A cigarette on a couch sparked a deadly fire in Lakewood. As a result, a 59-year-old man is now dead. Robert Loveridge died late Tuesday, according to West Metro Fire. He suffered third-degree burns on over 80% of his body. Investigators believe a lit cigarette burned a couch and started the fire. Starting next fall, Colorado State University says it will slash in-state tuition for many low- and middle-income students. CSU officials unveiled a plan today that gives a break to Colorado students from families who make less than $57,000 a year. Larimer County health officials are worried that an outbreak of meningitis may have spread at a hockey game. Officials think the infection took flight during a Saturday game at the Northern Colorado Ice Center in Windsor. The health department says they are trying to contact players who may have been exposed. Hockey player Brian Wormus died from the disease on Monday. He was 29 years old. And in business, May foreclosure filings dropped to their lowest level in 18 months in Colorado. It's a sign that homeowners may be getting more leeway in repaying their loans. New filings in Metro County saw a 17.7% decline over the same period last year. I'm Noelle Levitt for KTNI 101.5 The Truth.